Still to come in this week's show, which is all about the bacteria that we carry around on us and in us, we'll be finding out about whether giving people doses of live bacteria in the form of probiotics, like the stuff you can buy in yogurts in the supermarket, whether that can actually help us ward off diseases and allergies. But before that, we will pay a visit to the scientists who've created a model intestine in the laboratory to discover how the bacteria that live in our guts get there in the first place, how they survive, and how what we put in our mouths might affect them.
This week, I've come to the School of Food Biosciences at the University of Reading to find out how the bugs in our body can actually help with our health. Now, bacteria are literally everywhere on Earth, and us humans depend on them a lot. One of the ways we depend on them is to help us digest our food. So a team here at Reading are using a model of our large intestine to find out just how these so-called good bacteria work. I'm here with Dr. Gemma Walton, gut microbiologist at Reading University, who's going to tell me more about how these models work.
The large intestine is the region just after the small intestine. It comprises of the proximal, the transverse, and the distal colon regions.
And what's different between these regions?
The small intestine is quite an acidic environment, so the beginning of the large intestine is slightly acidic, and it gets less acidic and more neutral as you move to the more distal regions.
And so here with the models, I can see we've got three main bottles. So I guess these are representing each part of the intestine.
Yes, so we've got our proximal, transverse and distal regions. They're held at different pHs, so different acid levels, by pumping in acid and alkali to each of the vessels just to maintain them.
At the front, we've got a slightly larger bottle, which seems to be feeding into, well, the first stage of the large intestine and then onwards. So what's in that large bottle?
In that first large bottle would be our non-digested foods that would typically arrive in the large intestine to be broken down further by the bacteria.
What bacteria are found in the large intestine then?
There's many, many different species of bacteria in there. Typically we have species of Lactobacillus, Bifidobacteria, Clostridium, Bacteroides, Eubacteria. We used to believe the large intestine was just the area for the absorption of water, but now we can see there's millions and millions of bacteria, and it's actually a very metabolically active organ of the body.
How did these bacteria get there in the first place?
It starts off at birth. When a baby is delivered vaginally, the first time it's in contact with bacteria is when it leaves its mother. It's basically getting a vaginal inoculum straight away when it's born. So there's lots of different species like Lactobacillus in the vaginal tract. So this is the first meal, if you like, that the infant will get. These bacteria that get into the infant will then use up the oxygen very rapidly in the large intestine. Therefore, you get an area that's got no oxygen, which is what we're left with, a system with lots of bacteria growing that don't use oxygen.
So once these bacteria are down there, how do they actually help our digestion?
When you ingest a meal, it goes down and it's ingested by your own enzymes and broken down in your small intestine. However, there's loads of partially digested foods actually reaching the large intestine. For example, there's some different starch molecules and the longer chained carbohydrates are reaching the large intestine. So these can be then further broken down by the bacteria in the large intestine and broken into short-chain fatty acids and other products that might be beneficial to human health.
So we've got this model showing the large intestine. What are you actually trying to find out?
Okay, in these models, this is the gross part. What we actually do is we place a fecal suspension into each vessel of the model. This is our way of putting in the bacteria that would be naturally found growing in the intestine. So we're just adding them in, holding them at the different pHs so they change according to the acid levels. We can now feed the model with different prebiotics. Now, prebiotics are carbohydrate-based normally. And what they are, they're food for the bacteria. So they're tested to see what bacteria actually grow on them. So we can feed this into our first vessel of the system and see how they affect the bacteria within there, and see whether they can increase beneficial bacteria and whether this can persist to the second and third vessels, so whether we can actually have changes in our beneficial bacteria. We can also look at probiotics. Now, probiotics are actually the beneficial bacteria, so we can see by having a probiotic meal what it actually does when these bacteria are mixed with the bacteria already in the system, whether the bacteria that are ingested actually have a chance to exist, coexist with the bacteria that are already there.
And what have you found so far? How well has it combined?
Different probiotics have shown some very nice results that they can work nicely with the bacteria. But what we also find is often if you stop taking these, the bacteria then leave the system.
So to improve your health, you need to have a regular intake of them?
Absolutely, yes. It seems like it's a transient effect.
What result have you seen with the prebiotics? So basically the things that are feeding the bacteria in your intestine. Has that been positive?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is a nice way to increase the numbers of the bacteria already there, the beneficial ones. And we've been able to see nice increases using systems like this. And in some cases, we can see persistence of the prebiotic to causing good increases in the more distal regions, which is the area more prone to diseases.
Well, that's certainly food for thought. That was Reading University researcher Gemma Walton showing Mira St. Thillingham how it's possible to build an artificial intestine to understand how the life cycles of the bacteria that live inside us work.